Audio Playwrights and the One-Act Players present Hal Glatzer's Vengeance in Vegas, a Mark Markheim minuscule mystery.
Markheim?
My office is open.
Mark Markheim, the Hollywood Hawkshaw?
Yeah, who are you?
Ollie Owens.
Oh. Owens on 60 sporting goods stores in 16 states, fronted by famous figures from Spectator Sports. Sit.
Hey, heard of Fred Filbert?
Mm-hmm. Fabulous fullback. Bounced by the Bruins for breaking bones. Muscle man now?
Bodyguard for big-time sports stars.
Right.
The guy is guarding Vivica Vickery, the big-league bowler, and her exhibitionist ex-husband, Casper Cooper, the golf great. But the bodyguard and the babe have become best buddies, all arm-in-arm and kissy-kissy. The Prince of Putters is pissed, and there's been bad blood between both of them before. But now my man's missing.
Vanished?
In Vegas. Various men mentioned Markheim to me as a master manhunter. Find Fred Filbert fast for a fat four-figure fee.
For the fastest fellow finding, figure five figures. The seven succeeding seconds were silent. Okay, Owens?
Okay.
I'm a slick sleuth in La La Land, so various violent Vegas vermin know my mug. Might mistake my mission and murder me. Mindful, I rented a red caddy convertible, ditched my day-to-day duds, and donned a disguise. The hoary old houndstooth jacket, jerked from the junk pile. I laced up a lariat tie, too, and brushed down my brown crown with Brill Cream. Driving the desert, I nudged 90. At 9 at night, I started seeking the strongman on the strip, that Vegas viaduct that some assert is scenic. But by 4:45, I'd hit half the hotels and a quarter of the casinos without contacting my quarry. I'd inquired indoors and outdoors, checked cheap chop houses and plumbed pricey, pretentious palaces, eyeing everyone. Saw several drunken debutantes downing doubles, sleek, slim chicks checking out hunky homeboys, and hairy hustlers making merry with married matrons. But couldn't connect with the missing man. Wearily, I walked into Underwater Wonderworld, a humongous hotel fabricated like a fishbowl, but glittering and glowing with enough electricity to light every light bulb burning in a couple of cons, and where everything, everywhere, there was named with nautical nomenclature. Underwater Wonderworld wasn't a high spot for high rollers, but its Barracuda Bar brought in big business from boys barred from betting in ballparks. Booths brim full of fat football fans second-guessing stadium scrimmages rerun on various vivid video screens. I saw the spreads, took a 10-spot, and put it on Pittsburgh in advance of asking around for Fred Filbert. Attired in an appropriately artless style like a Vegas vacationer, I believed I'd blended in, but...
Mark? Mark Markheim?
Shh! I swiveled and saw Sheila Shelby, a distaff detective and a damn good gumshoe, who I dated and dumbly dumped. Still a sleuth, Sheila? She shuttled us aside swiftly.
Hired by the hotel on a matter of murder. What's with the hideous hairstyle and houndstooth? Hungover?
Here on a hunt to find Fred Filbert.
Fine, he's found.
Where? What?
That matter of murder I mentioned. And if you're following Fred, fill me in now. Who wanted to whack him?
Almost anybody. But tentatively, two snarling sporting goods store stars in the Owens organization, vacationing in Vegas. Help me hunt him, honey. If either enterprised his exit, and I name the nemesis, I'd keep my clan's cash.
I could cooperate. How about half your finder's fee?
Sheila, love of my life.
You lack leads. Cops and coroner are keeping it quiet till the body's borne away. But I know when and how the huge He-Man was murdered. 50-50.
Vegas is very vast. First find me Casper Cooper and Vivica Vickery.
Ha ha. He and she are hanging out here in the hotel. Handshake, handsome.
Okay. How was he hit?
Hard. On the head first and found face down, marinating in the Mediterranean marina.
Marina? In a dry desert?
A man-made marina with waving 50-foot fountains. Underwater Wonderworld's underground aquifer feeds an aqueduct for aquatic activities and aquacades, according to a big billboard.
When was he wiped out?
Oh, one or so. Sighted sloshing by tired tourists who went to watch the waves at 2:20.
Tonight?
Hence the hotel's haste in hiring me, Mark, to pinpoint possible perpetrators.
What's the word on the wound in the cadaver's cracked cranium? Cooper carries clubs, and the Vickery vixen brandishes a bowling ball.
Till forensics finishes, no one knows.
But tonight's the time to talk to them, sister. Someone might say something suspicious.
Suppose neither knows Fred's dead either.
Well, we won't divulge we're detectives.
Cool. Come on, comrade.
The Catfish Casino is centrally situated, its four faraway corners connecting it to the Barracuda Bar, the Mediterranean Marina, the Seashell Show Bar, and Neptune's Nuptial Niche, a charming chapel of connubial convenience and quite crowded. Crossing the casino only confirmed my memory. Compulsive customers are cuckoo. Blackjack buffs can't count cards, couples with kids kill time at keno, rubes run risks at roulette, poker players piddle away pots, and pitiful people in wobbly wheelchairs are suckers for slots. Jill and I were shoehorned into the Seashell Show Bar, where 55 floodlights flickered and 17 sexy glamour girls bounded around, bumping their booties in see-through slips, feathers, frippery, and foo-foo. Couldn't complain, but I wondered why we were watching. Sheila smiled.
Scores and strikes and spares are slipping, so the league's leading lady's creating a completely new career.
Vivica Vickery loomed large in the limelight, center stage in a brief bikini bottom, balancing on a bowling ball. Her bare bust bounced buoyantly as she wriggled to the rhythm, finished the finale, and fluttered away, acknowledging abundant applause. Sheila stayed put politely as I sidled up to the side of the stage. Very vivacious, Vivica. She eyed my awful apparel, appalled. After all, I looked like another bug-eyed bumpkin with a yen for young, firm flesh.
Drop dead!
Hold on, I'm hoping to hire a heavyweight for personal protection and wondered whether your bodyguard's too busy...
Beat it!
But...
See?
But...
See?
She showed me shiners, mostly masked by makeup, but black and blue beneath.
The bruiser battered me.
Bad behavior for a bodyguard.
Bridegroom, buddy! Fred Filbert married me at midnight.
Sheila shuffled over.
Batterers are bad enough, but whoa, wife beaters are bastards.
Believe it, I gotta go.
Wait, where's the big bully now?
The bum bolted away.
When?
1:30, I think.
Could he conceivably have connected with Casper Cooper in the casino?
No way. He skipped straight from Neptune's Nuptial Niche to the Barracuda Bar, and I ain't seen him since, which is wonderful. So excuse me, I gotta go get set for my next number.
Casper Cooper was ensconced in the Catfish Casino, comfortably committed to craps. He saw Sheila, smiled sweetly, and displayed dice.
Blowing the bones, beautiful. And make him my point, please.
I'd make him miss.
He peered at my plug-ugly, unglamorous getup.
Where's home, weirdo? Walla Walla? White Horse? The White House?
Wherever.
Whatever.
He slid his starched shirt sleeves up, baring both ruddy wrists, and concentrated keenly on the dice dancing in his hand.
What do you want?
I'm a friend of Fred Filbert's. Seen him? He dropped the dice, but kept his cool, calmly counted his chips, and cheerfully chucked one to a waiting waitress.
Someone suggested I saw him, maybe?
Maybe. The man was married at midnight, too, so they said.
So the guy's a gadabout groom. So what? Him and me, we played poker till 2:10 when he left, losing.
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Seen him subsequently?
Uh-uh. Told you. Your man marched in at 1:01 and tottered out at 2:10.
Pretty precise. I seized his sleeve.
Hey! Hey!
Where's your watch?
Took the time from the casino clock, catty corner of the cashier. Can I cut out now?
Nope. Sorry, sport. Handcuff him, Sheila.
Sure.
What? What?
Her metal manacles had hold of his hands in a heartbeat.
Done, my dear. And I'll have the hotel security service pick up his pretty partner in criminal conspiracy.
The next night, we owned up to Ollie Owens and pocketed the payoff. The guy was a gifted golfer and the babe was a brilliant bowler, but being hotheads and lousy liars is what busted them both.
The boorish bodyguard hit and hurt his bare-breasted bride, so she knocked in his noggin and convinced Casper to come in on a cover-up. The two together threw the thug in the murky marina.
How'd you two happen to hang it on her and him so hastily? And drop the double talk, too.
It was obvious. You can't get from one function room to another in Las Vegas without going through a casino.
And casinos don't have clocks.
Vengeance in Vegas was written by Hal Glatzer and featured John True as Mark Markheim, Blanca Florido as Sheila Shelby, with Marilyn Fowler as Vivica Vickery, John Parsons as Casper Cooper, and Glenn Carlson as Ollie Owens. Recorded at Lindner Sound in San Francisco. Produced and directed for One Act Audio Theater by Glenn Carlson. Keep it tuned here for the next Mark Markheim Minuscule Mystery.